Now on PBS. Evidence points to the existence of a secret government program that intercepts millions of private emails every day.
What we're talking about is the wholesale diversion of millions upon millions of communications.
Personal emails, corporate emails, emails between lawyers and clients, all run through a massive data program.
I've personally never been afraid of my government until now. And now I feel personally afraid that I could be locked up tomorrow.
Now, from New York City, Public Broadcasting's David Brancaccio.
Welcome to Now. Members of Congress spent the week expressing their views on the Bush administration's plans for Iraq. But there is another war, now deep into its sixth year, that also bears continued and close examination. It's the one dubbed the Global War on Terror. It is also an expensive war, both in terms of cash, and many would argue in terms of personal rights and liberties. You heard about the government secretly listening in on phone conversations without a warrant, but there is evidence that your email is also being tapped. Brian Myers produced our report. Here's a question. How many emails did you deal with today? 10, 20, maybe more? Now multiply your answer times every American who's online. It's estimated that people in this country send billions of emails each day. True, a lot of emails are junk, but others hold our innermost thoughts. They share intimacies, our complaints, or maybe our political opinions. And if you think your emails are private, prepare to watch and learn about a number of cases that each raise questions about how the government may be going through electronic mail. There is evidence the government has been intercepting most emails as part of its terrorist surveillance program. That program has been criticized as illegal because it's missing an important ingredient, search warrants.
Your emails and my emails and everybody else's emails were evidently going to a government room. The issue...
James Brosnahan is an attorney. He represents this man, Mark Klein. For 22 years, Klein worked as a technician for the largest telecommunications company in America, AT&T. Several years ago, Klein says he came to suspect that AT&T had installed secret computer gear designed to spy on internet traffic at the request of the National Security Agency, or NSA. AT&T handles tens of millions of emails a day, not just for its own subscribers, but for other internet companies too. Upset by what he saw, Klein decided to blow the whistle.
I've been struggling for some months now to bring it out into the light of day, and that's all really that I want to do, is bring it out there so that people can examine it and decide for themselves. And
this press conference took place last spring. Afterwards, Klein dropped out of sight, but not before he had taken an extraordinary step. A few months earlier, he showed up unannounced at the offices of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, located in San Francisco. The foundation fights to protect people's privacy. Kevin Bankston is one of their lawyers.
Based on Mr. Klein's statements, we have reason to believe that AT&T is assisting the NSA in collecting the communications and communications records of all or practically all of its customers.
Klein gave Bankston a treasure trove of documents to support that allegation. Bankston isn't allowed to talk about the documents in detail. The government has since had them sealed. But he says what is in there boggles the mind.
Would you describe what's going on at the AT&T facility as limited and focused or vast and broad?
We are talking about a substantial portion of all the communications traffic in the United States.
As a result, Bankston and his group are suing AT&T for violating the privacy laws which govern the big telecommunications companies. Now has obtained copies of what are believed to be Klein's documents. In them, Klein describes the construction of a room in the AT&T building in which he worked, located in downtown San Francisco. He even took a picture. According to Klein, only employees cleared by the National Security Agency were allowed to enter. Several work orders instruct employees to split AT&T's transmission lines and feed them into the secret room. One of them shows they were interested in a facility called May West. May West handles internet traffic for most of the West Coast of the United States.
And what we're talking about is the wholesale diversion of millions upon millions of communications from AT&T's backbone network.
Now, just so I'm clear, are we talking about eavesdropping on only electronic communication, email, and so forth, that's from the United States to a foreign country?
No, that infrastructure actually sweeps in an enormous amount of domestic communications as well. The same switches that carry our international traffic carry our domestic traffic. At first blush, that might seem a bit crazy. Who could ever manage to collect and perhaps even analyze that amount of data? But the fact is, that's exactly what the NSA has been doing for decades outside of the United States.
And now, Bankston says, inside the United States as well. According to Mark Klein, the secret room at AT&T contains gear which enables the government to look at every individual message on the Internet and analyze exactly what people are doing. Here's another document. It mentions a company called Narus. Narus makes computer software that can swallow and analyze 10 gigabytes of information every second. That means it could go through all the information in all the books in the Library of Congress in a little over 15 minutes. The government has repeatedly denied that it's intercepting communications that are purely domestic. General Michael Hayden, the director of Central Intelligence, has said, "This program isn't a drift net. This is focused." Kevin Bankston isn't buying it. But what exactly would the government be looking for? Bankston has a theory.
The NSA has developed automated computer systems that will scan those communications, whether voice or text, for key bits of intelligence, key names or words or phrases that are of interest to their analysts.
The government does not publicly discuss details of its terrorist surveillance program or what's going on at AT&T. So we contacted the company. They declined to be interviewed, saying only, "AT&T is fully committed to protecting our customers' privacy. We do not comment on matters of national security."